to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Blessed be the fruit, my pizzas. What is going on? My name is Corey Vincent. You are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, the San Francisco Shock, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Gamersups, GGEZ, get your bump with Gamersups, and Pocket Asian in town. That is up my friend. He's keeping the lights on. Wow, we have a great show. We're going to start off with some breaking news. For the millennials here, you may or may not know George Michael arrested for exposing himself in public.
No.
Yeah. No.
In 1990.
Why would you bring out the news to tarnish this man's legacy?
Of all months.
Two major pop hits.
He literally had...
I think that was it,
couples
right?
of hits. Yeah. And I'm sorry, during the beginning of the show...
He had a lot of major hits.
We were talking about George Michael, and Emma just kind of took me by storm with her saying he had this incredible career and this long-lasting, untarnished legacy. And I said, did you know about the bathroom thing? And she legitimately had no idea. We had to break that egg. And how do you feel about
his career
now?
To be fair, I was 4 years old when that happened. I don't know why you're surprised I don't know about it.
Well, everybody knew.
I was four.
4 year-olds knew about it, too. That's how upsetting it was.
And I feel like as a George Michael fan, you would have
figured
it out.
Yeah, yeah, it never came up in a Google search?
It did not. It did not.
Interesting.
I only had the filters on.
Emma Skies, I guess, how do you feel about George Michael's now?
We should probably change that alert talking about George Michael here. let's not.
No.
What do you think about George Michael?
Show me what you've got.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. No, George.
Does it tarnish him for you at all, or do you still are you gonna keep on rocking?
I will have to look into this more. I don't know.
Who's that one?
Again with the announcements or the alerts, let's dial it back. Take off your pants and your panties. Let's keep it in...
Let's just keep it in our pants and moving panties. With David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
You knew about the George Michael thing, right?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Cool story,
I mean,
bro.
I don't know what details you want.
I want to know all of them.
I mean,
Where were you when you found out?
Yeah. We didn't know. Yeah. We're not old like all these people over
I'm
here.
Old.
You're still not as old as them. I mean.
Well, no. Okay. Just we a prefer younger. A higher tier millennial. We're
no,
not old.
Old.
We're a higher tier
You're old.
Millennial.
I have no idea how we are considered millennials.
Because it's such a broad ass.
These are millennials.
So are you.
Emma Skies and she brought her compatriot, the other one.
The other one.
Thank you.
So my
wife.
There can only be one, so.
Rhonda?
Rhonda?
You just got Rhonda. Wait, are you guys that far in New Girl yet?
No.
Yes.
Ron? Yes,
you get it.
I know it's like something that repeats.
Ray Ray?
Ray Ray! Welcome to the show.
Ronda Ray.
This is just who he is.
We
He's just
love,
a dick.
We love having you. You are one of our favorite guests. How did you feel about the George Michael thing?
I had no clue. And I don't really care about him, so.
Damn.
I respect
that. Where'd you find
that? I love him.
Yeah. I respect that.
I love
that.
His music. I saw him in concert when he came back to the U.S. for the first time in like 20 years.
But did you really? See him in concert?
Did you see?
I was a child.
You didn't go to bathroom.
I hope so. I hope he didn't then. I really hope he didn't. Interesting.
And the old man of the show, young at heart, though, Aaron Carter, what's up?
I knew about George Michael, and I chose to ignore it.
Why?
I apologize for letting that happen to the rest of the world. And there you go.
All right. So, obviously, huge, gigantic week for video games.
I didn't know what you were going with that one.
Oh, no, we've left
That's
the George
a weird
Michael.
Segue. Okay. That's a weird segue.
Yeah, that was a weird segue. That's
Speaking
like,
of huge.
George Michael.
So, E3 coming up this week.
E3.
Lots of excitement, trailers, everything's already starting to leak. So, there's going to be a lot of conversations about that. But first, got to get your bump with Gamersups, everybody. Use that code VGB, and you could save 10% on all of your energy drink needs and get that bump, that little extra bit to the end of the day. Like I said, no coffee for me anymore, just the Gamersups. Aaron, we just determined that you are the worst drug dealer of all time.
That's a good thing?
No, it's actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because we have this code VGB, and we need to try and encourage people to buy gamer subs. You just keep giving it to your coworkers.
I figure if they, you know, get hooked enough and then I run out, then boom, they're hooked.
Then you have to buy more?
Oh, no, that's not how it happens. No. So I'll tell them where to go.
The first one's free.
Exactly.
But the next one you got
to pay. But you keep giving them some. It's supposed to be first one's free, and rule number two, never get high on your own supply.
Yeah, I know that.
Aren't you the one that's obsessed with
drinking?
Exactly,
I was going to say.
I get high.
I don't think.
Two
I think
minutes
you
ago,
lost
you literally
there.
Just said, you know, no more coffee for me.
Only so, cocaine. You're so into this drug that it has replaced all of your other drugs.
Well, there's a few other that's ones excessive. That I'm cool with, but. So.
You're putting that in your vape pen.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Holy shit!
That's you guys didn't know? GamerSup vapes.
I really want you to try that. I really want to see how that goes down.
That
we're going to mix some
well.
GamerSups, put it in water, we're going to drip it into the vape pen, and see what happens.
Oh, goodness gracious me. What you playing theme song? Woohoo! Wow. That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song. Occasionally throughout the podcast, the What You Playing gods will bestow upon us a theme song, something that they demand as a tribute. And today's tribute will be What You Playing. We'll start with my friend across the pond over here, Aaron Carter. What you been playing?
What have I been playing? DC Universe. Started that up.
Again?
Yeah, I started that up with the web the other day. And just kind of breezed through it, actually, now. We're almost at max level.
What brought you back into this game?
Web. He said he was going to stream it. And I was like, yeah, I guess it was a fun game. So I just picked it up again.
You played it on PlayStation.
I played it on PC. I played it on PlayStation. And now the Xbox One.
Nothing carries over? Do you have to start?
Nothing carries over. So you have to recreate your character. You have to recreate. Now, mind you, this is years into the making. So the hardest part of making a character is picking your name.
That takes literally the longest.
Because everything is taken.
So you can't double up on the names?
No. I tried my original names for my other two accounts, and they were both taken. So, and then I kind of like to have my names fit with the character that I've created. So my character is like a kind of like a mercenary guy with cold powers.
So clearly you called him mercenary guy with cold powers.
Carter Cold is his name.
Oh my God, that's the
Carter Cold.
That's the worst name
Captain
of all
Cold.
Time.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
No,
just wait. That's... Just wait.
But since Carter Cold was already taken,
okay,
I had to spell it KHOLD.
Oh no.
Yeah. So,
sponsored by Kohl's.
Yeah, Kohl's.
Oh,
is,
no.
So I only wear Kohl's clothing in the game.
So you can only dress from Kohl's and Carter's,
correct.
Which is like the baby store.
Carter's is a real place?
Yeah.
Am I not getting any of this money, huh? Son of a mother.
I'm pretty sure it's baby clothes.
Yes.
So that's I really hope that you run into the other
Carter Cold. I would love to run into like the actual COLD. Yeah.
And the irony is his name is probably like Stuart.
And he's probably got like electric power.
Yeah, he has electric.
Like, you dick.
That was my name in college.
And what's funny is because it's like all the other ones I've had Batman as my mentor, but it just didn't feel right with pistols as Batman as my mentor, so I went Superman.
Just be Red Hood.
That's exactly what me and Steven said.
But he's kind of a.
Oh, he's kind of a what? What are you going to say about my son? About my child. My child, Jason.
Just gonna,
dick?
He is kind of a dick, yeah.
Excuse all of you.
He is kind of a dick.
That's Grayson.
Excuse all of you.
Yeah, Dick Grayson is...
I mean, they're all
Dick
kind
Grayson.
Of dick. They're all my children.
I mean, they're all... I mean, even Batman. I mean,
yeah.
But I wanted to change... But here's the thing. I did want to change it up, but I don't like being Superman's, like, ward. I don't.
No, he's too hands-on.
I might have to...
I like
to,
Batman. He's just...
How
yeah.
hands-on are we talking here?
George Michael.
Wow, you take that back, you son of a bitch.
So, I like to stay... I think I'm going to make a new character, actually.
Yeah?
I think
I'm
making a new character.
It took us 20 minutes to level up, so...
Yeah, I'm going to make a new character and go back to Batman.
Good question from chat. Is Cold a Kardashian?
Ooh.
The name does start with a K.
It may be. Yeah. I don't know. It was fun, though. It's
you
fun.
Know, I only realized about a month ago that all their names start with K.
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's
branding. It. No idea. I was like, why does Chloe spelled with a K? What the fuck is this?
Because they're secret members of the KKK.
I buy it.
Yeah, all of them.
Emma Skies, what you been playing?
A lot of Overwatch for the anniversary event, trying to get all that shit that I didn't get before. Yep.
And how's it going?
It's all right. I got my Cruiser Diva skin, but I didn't win it. I had to buy it with the coins. So I just had to get enough loot boxes that had shitty options and shitty coins before I could afford to buy what I actually wanted.
So I don't watch your streams, but I saw you were playing Overwatch. I heard, I should say, that you were playing Overwatch, and
Rachel?
Renee was here with you.
Damn, that is disrespectful.
It is.
I even said Rachel.
That is disrespectful.
Damn.
Wait, so were you guys trading the controller? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah,
God.
So like, she'd play, then die, and then I'd play, then die.
That's cool. Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you were doing that, because for a minute, I know you guys played Portal together, and I remember there was like an issue because you couldn't keep your batteries charged. And then I was just sitting there thinking, would Emma be that friend who invites someone over to just play in front of them?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Watch this. Watch me do this.
You know, can I give it a try? No.
One likes that friend.
No, but we were realizing, there's not a whole lot of couch co-op games for the Xbox One. So I was like, what the fuck are we going to stream?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play ranked, or what do you do?
I haven't done ranked in a couple seasons, and then I heard I was going to start it up again this season, and everybody says it's shit, so I was like, all right, I'm not going to touch
it.
It's Brigitte.
Shit.
They always say that.
Every season.
No, but it's worse
shit
right now because of Brigitte. She's super unbalanced and kind of sucks.
Who said that?
Everybody.
Rachel.
Everybody.
Me, Rachel.
It,
Renee, Rhonda.
Reinhardt? Is that Reinhardt?
Ross.
Hey,
topical.
Smallest Reinhardt.
Okay, well, you clearly know a little bit more, a lot more about Overwatch than Emma. What have you been playing?
Jeez.
Overwatch, yeah. No, I've just been playing a lot of it recently.
On PC?
PC, PS4, and then yes. Xbox over with her.
I'll never forget her name again now.
Oh, okay, cool. What is it? What's my name?
Randy?
Ramona.
I want to say Randy.
Ramona.
It's the first R that you
need to say. It's my last car's name.
I was going to say Roseanne, but that's a sense.
Oh, no, we don't go there anymore.
It was not.
That's a low blow.
Low blow.
Never mind.
Web, what you been playing?
DC Universe.
What's your name?
I want to know more about your hero. Yeah. Let's go.
So my hero he has fire powers.
Okay.
And he can fly, and could not come up with a name. Could not come up with a name, and then Steven graciously came up with a name, Burning Web.
So you went with it.
So I tried it because I was like, "There's no way this is." This
to
guy
be
taking
to be
already.
Honest, Steven did not come up with that name.
Who came up with it?
Pocket?
Was it Pocket?
I want to say either Pocket or 316.
One of them came up with it anyway. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. And it was it taken. So that's my name.
So Burning, you're Burning Web. Web.
Burning Web. And actually, now my character kind of fits the... I mean, I look like a freaking like hell demon. I look like a villain.
So, yeah, he started off looking like kind of a, you know, sunshine, Superman, you know, fire starter type of character. And then as slowly as we kept playing the game, he kept getting more gear and just progressing into this, like, evil-looking character.
I had this helmet with, like, horns that came out like this.
Yeah, and then, like, spikes on his arm. So, like, we were playing.
It
and
sounds
then,
more like a BDSM character than anything.
A little bit.
Like, I ran back to him when we were turning
the
quest.
He's got a whip. And...
and I was like, who is this villain? Like, why did they let him into the Justice Watchtower? Like, I don't understand. Jeez.
Yeah.
I have to say, that's a pretty shit name.
It is.
I apologize. Pocket 100%. Asian just threw one in chat. Fire Slinger.
Yeah.
Fire Slinger, we tried that.
Did you try it with a KH?
That was my mistake.
Did you try it with a PH?
You know what happened? Oh, shit.
I would have been pissed.
I'm remaking my name now.
Fire Slinger.
Remaking my character now, too. No, what's funny is I actually tried Fire Slinger, and it said there's an invalid character in there. And so I was like, what the hell? Like, there's no invalid character. So I tried it again, and it said this thing's been taken. I was like, son of a bitch.
Someone took it right
Someone
before
took
you
it right after.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Or I just glitched out your error message.
We'll just let him believe.
Yeah.
Just let him believe.
Yeah. Corey, what you playing?
Hey, thanks for asking. I've been playing Clash of Clans. No, I lied. Clash Royale.
There you go.
It's the same game. Overwatch. And Aim Hero.
Nice. What are you doing? How are you doing on Aim Hero?
Terrible. Cool. I feel like I have an injury. I think you mean, I have a gamer injury.
You have a carpal tunnel?
I haven't like gone to a doctor or anything yet, but like I think I have tinnitus.
You have tinnitus?
Do you know what?
Fun fact, gamer injuries and secretary injuries are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Carpal tunnel or tendonitis.
I don't know what. Oh, tendonitis, not tinnitus.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think that word means what you think it means.
You said I think I have carpal tunnel and jaundice.
Got those something, two something's things. Wrong with my hands. There's a ringing in my ears.
Yeah. No, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like my aim has been off. Like, I don't know. It's like swollen, my arm. Like, I think I should go see a doctor or some shit.
Probably.
Well, I mean.
That sounds like a, yeah, that sounds
or just,
like a medical.
Or just complain about it. That's fine. Don't see a doctor.
I mean, it'll probably go away.
You know what will make you go away faster? Gamer subs.
It doesn't. Don't say that. Don't think legally, that, yeah. We can't say that.
Don't think that's a thing. Yeah.
We're going to be on the news.
We don't know that it's not a thing, though.
No.
I don't want to walk that line with you, my friend. Speaking of which.
Well, that, too, the law says that you cannot touch. But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers.
I love the awkward silences that go with this.
Did he push the wrong button?
I think so.
No, that was the right button because this is our new segment called Lawbreakers.
Oh, God.
Where we admit to laws that we broke in the previous week.
I guess I'm not being a part of that.
Are you kidding me? You haven't broke one law in the last week?
No.
Not a little week? A little hit and run?
No.
What?
A little light murder?
Was it last week?
It wasn't last week, no. It wasn't last week.
When did we go to... We need to go to San Francisco to go to Twitch.
We don't need to let people put in timelines together.
No, yeah. This is fucking bullshit because Corey's wearing a wire right now.
Exactly.
I guarantee it.
Actually, we're all wearing wires.
Technically being streamed live on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
Going out to millions of people.
Webb, did you break any laws today?
No.
Or this week?
I mean, I probably sped, but that's probably about it.
Be careful about that. I'll get you.
Well, no, I just don't get caught.
moving across over to... we'll just do Emma first. Emma, what laws have you broken this week?
I don't think I've left my house enough to break a law this week.
It's true.
So loitering.
At my own home?
It's
not. I'm sorry, I've been too distracted by the adorable baby ducks in my backyard, okay?
Those killers? Those assaulters?
Hey, isn't that are you hoarding like animals you're not supposed to have? That's a law, right?
No, I think it'd actually be illegal for me to move them. It actually is illegal for me to move them. Once there's a nest... So I have to call the local wildlife rescue to come and get them.
But you're not going
you found them?
No, I'm going to call them tomorrow because they spend a lot of time in my pool and I'm worried about them spending so much time in chlorinated water. So I'm going to call them tomorrow. But
you
they're
go
so
above
cute.
And for,
this is
for
the
animals.
Opposite of the segment. You're talking about doing good things.
I got distracted. I distracted
she's
myself.
She's a goody two-shoes.
Except for that $400 ticket I just got.
Yeah, see? There's something.
Ramona.
What you got?
That's kind of fitting.
Yeah, see? She broke the law. I don't know, last time I was here, on our way over here while she was driving, I drank some white wine in the car.
That's not against the law, though.
Yeah, nice. You're not supposed to drink in the car.
You can drink in the car.
No,
you can't.
This should not be an open container.
No, you can't have an open container.
It was closed.
Because what's
when
you're
drinking it, it's not closed anymore.
Yeah. Closed.
It's just reopenable.
Unless you have like some mutant ability where you can teleport.
If it's reopenable,
it's like
then it has to be in the back seat.
It's like this is like
is that
reopenable?
Yeah, okay.
And that was Lawbreakers, everybody.
Whoa, Corey.
The law says that you cannot touch.
Yeah, Corey.
Skip over you.
I see a lot of Lawbreakers.
Let's hear about what you've been doing lately.
I already played the outro song.
No, too bad. Too bad.
What'd you do? Because this came from somewhere.
This
did not.
I've been thinking about this segment for a long time, and I finally am glad we did it.
Since you were in San Diego?
Yeah.
I feel like me and Emma contributed to this.
I spent.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody speeds. It's California.
I'm Captain America. I can't do anything.
I wonder what Corey did. Yeah. What do we think that Corey... Here's a new segment. What do we think that Corey did to break
Corey
the law?
Was awfully specific about that hit and run he suggested.
That's true.
The Brain Bang theme song. Wow. What the
this is Brain Bang. What do you think Corey did?
Vote on Twitter, then we brain bang. Yeah, see how in the theme song you explain the rules to the game? I feel like theme songs don't do that anymore.
Because it's unnecessary.
All right, so I'm going to name a show, and you're gonna do a theme song next.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let me think. Let me think of a good one. iZombie.
She's a zombie, and she's got an iPhone. Zombie.
Nailed it.
Easy.
Good. I like it.
That's the best theme song, though.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night. I'm actually, like, annoyed that for the last, like, complete half of the fourth season, you don't get the full theme song. They just do the, like, the quick little one.
Yeah.
I like the theme song. I miss the theme song.
Did you notice that they were playing it in the car?
Yeah.
During the last...
It's weird when shows do that.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't?
I had so many feelings. Super meta. I was screaming and crying a lot.
It was pretty cool. I was like, are they listening to the theme song of their show inside the show?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was a... No, it was a few episodes ago.
All right, well, I was sewing or
it's meta as hell. That was a Brain Bank theme song. Kicking it over to David Webb, who came up with this week's Brain Bank question.
So it's E3 next week. We want to know, what company are you most excited to see their announcements?
This is a good one.
What do you guys think?
There's a lot of them coming up. Ubi has one.
Yeah.
Square Enix does one. Who else we got?
Squeenix.
Is EA doing their own thing again?
On Saturday.
Well, yeah, but they have a press conference, too.
They're going to have a press conference. Sony, Microsoft, Bethesda, those are the big players.
Those big ones, yeah. The choices I gave were Xbox. I went with the big three. Xbox, Sony, Nintendo, and then other. So what do you guys think? Who are you guys most excited to see?
Xbox. I always love their press conference. It's always my favorite.
Other.
Other?
Yeah.
Which one?
Bethesda.
Yeah, that was mine,
That's my
too.
Second.
Yeah, I want to see
It's my second place.
Richard?
Richard? Okay. Thank you.
I just called you a dick. Jeez.
That's fine.
Why does it keep going back to George Michael?
I hate all of you. Let this man rest in peace.
He's dead.
Well, he's never... He's dead, huh? He's never going to dance again.
It's not jitterbugging anymore.
I hate all of you.
It's a good song.
I don't know. I guess Sony, just because I play PlayStation, so... Mm-hmm.
Corey?
We have a split room in here.
Yeah, very split room, except I think all three of us on this side said Bethesda.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So this is my second place always. I want to hear about a sequel to Prey, even though I know we're not going to.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting
I want to, but we're not going to. It didn't sell well enough.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
I think with Bethesda, part of the excitement is that they've done so good in the past.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll usually just drop a little nugget of like, oh, this is available today. Or Fallout 76 came out 3 days ago.
And you didn't even know.
We didn't even know, yeah. So I think that's the reason, the main reason, on top of obviously they already teased Fallout 76, so they've got to have something else up their sleeve.
I think that Fallout 76 too is going to be at the end of the conference. They're going to make you sit through the entire thing. They're going to make you sit through DLC of Fallout Shelter. DLC of Doom.
Oh.
And just all this little stuff, and then I go, oh yeah, Fallout 76.
Do you think you see gameplay, though?
No. I think we see...
Then I don't want anything.
I think we see a cinematic trailer.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. I want an actual gameplay. I'm tired of...
It's very rare that you see gameplay.
But I'm tired of hype on cinematic trailers. Like, you should not be hyped on any cinematic trailer ever.
I get cautiously optimistic hype. On it. I'm hyped because I like the idea of the game. I want to know where the game is going. I'm hyped to see more of the game, but I'm reserving my full hypeness for gameplay.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
Oh, but, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, are there specific games that people are excited to see?
I just want to see... Actually, there's a couple more now that I've watched a couple of videos today. I want to see Anthem, of course.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see more Anthem.
That hype hasn't died for you on that one yet?
No, because I feel like
it's
they owe
to.
Me.
It's going to get it's gonna die when they get delayed again.
But they owe me. They owe me...
Why are you the way that you are?
This game.
I ask that every day.
So, because they lacked on Andromeda.
It's true, and this is
And this is why, yeah.
Their A-team was on this.
Exactly, so I need reparations.
The C-team and the interns on Andromeda.
I need reparations. And they should have a deal, literally, when this game comes out. Say, trade in your Andromeda, and you get Anthem 50% off. And I'd be like, okay.
It's not going to happen.
No.
And then I'm waiting on Beyond Good and Evil 2. I want to see more of that. Because I've watched some developer diaries on that one, and it looks pretty interesting. So,
Refresh my memory on which one this is.
I've never played the first one, to start with that. But this is supposed to take it in a whole new different direction, kind of open universe, not even just open world.
It's open universe.
Yeah.
Heard that one before.
Your characters.
Open multiverse.
Well, see, this is not procedurally generated.
Wait, when it's open multiverse.
Yeah, screw this.
Procedurally.
Oh, okay. I thought you fucked that up.
No,
I'm going to go in different dimensions.
It's not procedurally generated like No Man's Sky. they actually created the planet and then created the cities and stuff like that. So
everything's there at all times.
It's a very ambitious game for what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's going to be 400 gigs. It's going to take up your entire Xbox.
Yeah, it literally is one of those type of games, though. So, like, from what I've seen, like, you'll have pirate crews. You'll own a gigantic ship where you can put little ships inside of it.
What?
Which is dope.
Yo, dog, I heard you like ships.
Yeah.
So we got ships to put in other ships.
Basically make an aircraft carrier.
Yeah. So, like, but think about it. Like, if you're playing online.
Ship in the backseat of your ship.
You're playing online with your friends, and you have missions you have to do for the larger ship, but you have little smaller missions. You can send out one of your crewmates on a little smaller ship to go do something. So, it's, I don't know, I kind of like that idea. But I know nothing about their world.
You think we're going to be having some Sea of Thieves type adventures on this thing?
That's what I'm hoping for, put it that way. That's what I'm hoping for. Because from one reviewer or journalist, he said he feels like they're going to go with a Sea of Thieves mixed with a narrative as good as a Red Dead Redemption with an open galaxy like No Man's Sky. And if you mix those three games together with that multiplayer, you know, co-op from Sea of Thieves, mm-hmm. a narrative like Red Dead Redemption, and then the openness of No Man's Sky, I think you have a good. But it's very ambitious.
It's very ambitious.
Yeah, if you try that, it's like you're asking for a lot.
You're and asking to get shut down.
I feel like I feel like Alex Bags, regular usually here, or used to be.
Yeah, the red bearded bastard from Lost like, Area. Yeah.
He would say this can't be because it's so ambitious.
Yeah.
So
well, get people you think that's what he's gonna say? We brought him here.
So yeah, he was. He would definitely say that.
He missed his cue,
and I feel like.
I was like, what's going on?
I feel like, yeah.
We rehearsed this.
I gotta. I don't know. Piggyback on that idea because I think it's really, really ambitious.
I think. Borderlands would be pretty hype.
Yeah.
If we get, like, to the end of a stage show, whatever company is the one where you hear that claptrap voice come over the PA and they launch that trailer, I think that will give me the feels.
If they... Yeah. No, I want a Borderlands as well. But then they'd come out and say, we're not going to show this to you guys, even if you don't believe us. Even if you don't believe what I'm saying right now, it's not going to be E3.
Yeah, but you don't believe that until E3 is over.
Haven't we heard that in the past, where they straight up say something isn't going to be there, and it's there?
And it was released.
I don't know. I want to go. I kind of want to go back to Borderlands 1 again. I know I still...
I have it on my PC.
I like Borderlands 2 better. I've never played any of them.
What is wrong with you?
I like Borderlands 2 more.
That's two wrong statements right there. I've never played, and I like Borderlands 2 better. Borderlands 2 was good.
Yeah.
Just was not better than 1. All right, then. Yeah.
All
right. It's not even an opinion. It's just a fact.
Okay. He's very salty over this one.
Yeah. I could have said the prequel, Rorschach. Like the prequel sequel.
I will throw my phone at you.
Did you just call her Rorschach? He called me
Rochelle.
Oh.
I got it right that time.
Kind of. Not the French, you didn't.
Warshack is going to come up next.
The only reason he doesn't like Borderlands 2...
No, I don't dislike it.
The only reason he...
Because somebody dies that you like?
Yes.
But for no reason.
I like how she made like little eyes. Like mm-hmm. I figured it out.
Yeah.
And kudos.
For no reason.
She found a clue.
She did.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
I agree.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It just, I don't know, there were things that they changed, like from 1 to 2.
Like yeah, part 1. That usually happens in games.
But for the worst. For the worst.
Oh! Yeah! You just got Ray Ray!
You just got rotted.
Get it out.
Damn!
Rotted! You're the only one that gets.
Yes.
Oh. CX in the chat.
So, like, in part 1, if you picked a class that seemed to be a sniper class, you could still load yourself out and become proficient with a rocket launcher if you use it enough. It catered to your gameplay as opposed to sticking you in a linear tree of, oh, this is just what you are because this is what you pick.
And I'm always siren, so.
See? But see, like, if you wanted to be a siren that was proficient with submachine guns and bazookas, you could in part 1. In part 2, wasn't that case.
I guess. I don't know. I like the story more, to be honest.
Oh, well, see, then, no, we can go a whole show on why that's
okay.
We're going to go right past that.
Back to the brain bang.
We're going to go right past that.
We actually have.
There are some other hype games. Why is nobody talking about Halo 6?
Okay,
so we go right past that.
Okay, what about Fallout 76?
We're going to get I'd all rather, into the rumors.
Yes.
All right, all
right.
And just trust me.
Okay.
Somebody said rumors?
Crap.
Who said this word?
That one's on
who
me.
Who said this?
That one's on me.
That was him.
Actually, as someone who thinks Halo, who says Halo 2 is his favorite game, and all the, as much as I love Halo, I don't think it moves the needle for me.
I'm hyped because they need to fucking finish this trilogy.
There's a trilogy.
Do they? I mean, they really? I feel like four, they five, could and just six. Move on or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there one, two, things, and three.
Yeah.
Four, five.
One, two, and three and is one trilogy. They didn't count. Four, five, and six is a second trilogy.
Okay, I guess.
So
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. I was going to swear there was another game in between.
Well,
or there was
Reach,
that
ODST.
Yeah, no,
all that
stuff. I know those are side stories.
Wars.
Well, where did Wars take place?
Fuck if I know. I don't play Halo
it's
Wars.
It's not.
It's not like a can.
It's, no, it's not. Okay.
There's like the
yeah.
mobile one, Spartan Ops.
There you go. Boom. Mobile Ops.
No.
Mobile Spartan.
No, 343 needs to finish their, mobile, needs to
yeah,
finish
mobile,
their story.
Mobile Spartan.
All Spartans.
All Spartan Ops.
Are you really like on a cliffhanger from that game, though, where you care
they
how
just
it
need
ends?
To finish it, and I need Cortana back.
Oh, yeah, you just want Cortana back. That's what it is.
And.
Oh, okay.
And.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know if that series is salvageable.
I don't know who goes to the Halo.
Like, I don't
for
know
the story.
That they need to make 7, 8, 9.
Oh, how dare you, sir. Like,
yeah,
that's
fuck off.
All you played the first
that's,
ones for.
Fuck off.
Yeah, the first ones. But we're like 6 deep into the stupid thing.
All the way up till like, maybe Reach.
And Reach is a prequel.
The story was good.
So yeah. Reach and
ODST had a really
were the
good
only
story.
Two stories. One
Halo one.
No
one.
Reach
two.
And ODST. No.
Don't
oh,
skip
two.
No.
No. Two
no,
was
no,
not.
No.
Get out of
no,
here.
No, no.
No.
You're just, you
two
don't
was
get
not.
To talk about Halo.
Two was
anymore.
Not.
Yeah, you're
you
done.
Don't get to talk
two,
about Halo.
Cut him off. Cut his mic.
Two was a fun game. But it was not.
That's you.
It was not for the story.
I can't see it. It's on your side. I only played Halo for multiplayer, so I can't.
Boom.
Yeah. No.
Boom is what I said.
All
right. I wrote so, like a 15-page paper in college on the first Halo game.
That's a sad college.
15-page paper.
And they accepted that?
Yeah, it was my final.
I would have burned
did
it
you pass the
right
class?
In front of
yeah,
you. Was
I
it
got
part
an A
two,
on
for
it.
Two?
Huh?
It was just the whole series?
You wrote no, the whole series? I wrote a paper on the adaptation from the game to the book.
Oh, okay. I guess that's...
So it was a book report.
Yeah, it was a book report.
No.
It was.
Because it's not about the book. It's about the adaptation.
Okay, so it's about the book.
No, it's about the adaptation process. Of it's a whole thing. It was great. It was
okay,
amazing.
That seems
okay.
Riveting.
I got an yeah. A on it. It was fine.
Yeah, I don't even think your teacher read it. That's how boring it sounds.
Usually, yeah, nah, yeah, that looks great. Good. That's summer.
So
I don't
you,
care.
You
almost
turned,
as boring as Halo
you,
5.
You didn't do like a presentation or anything. You just turned this report yeah. in. Okay, I mean, yeah, that's cool.
But
yeah.
Red versus Blue.
Yes,
I mean, that was a thing.
I'm two yeah. seasons behind on it, and I feel really bad.
That's still the thing?
That was the same
season,
thing, though, too. Like, yeah. after season,
season
two,
16.
It was Garbo.
No! Yeah,
really
oh, my God!
I actually
fucking
really
fight me.
Are you kidding me? You're really going to defend
I'm
it? Once
a,
they
yes.
started, like, leaving
no, no, no.
and going
no, no,
away
no, no,
from
no.
Blood Gulch?
No, no, no. So seasons 1 through 5 are the Blood Gulch Chronicles, and then season 6 starts a whole new trilogy where they have a whole new storyline. And it okay, so 6, 7, and 8 are one story, and then 9, 10, and 11 was, like, a different... Oh, my God. Oh
thank
my
you.
God. We have
thank
to have like a watch party. You need to sit
no.
down and watch
no.
these.
No.
They're
no.
so
no, they're not.
Good.
I found my old DVD
okay,
for the
Emma,
first season.
They were no, good. Don't touch me.
Oh,
don't touch me.
I'm not George Michael.
Don't you touch me.
I don't think they were.
I can't be calmed right
wait,
now.
Wait, are you serious? There are 16 seasons of this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, season 16 just
it.
Started.
Let's stop this.
And I think the last one I watched was.
And they still don't know who wins Red or Blue? It's been 16 seasons.
It's gone so far beyond that. It's so far beyond red and blue now.
It's all right. What else we got? All
right. All right. We please. Just got the results. So in last
I hate
place,
all of you.
16% said other. The Cool Che in on Twitter.
What was that name?
The Cool Che.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Che. I don't know. I think it's Che though.
Is it
C-H-E? He said C H A Y.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
I don't know. He said Sony for him, because Xbox has dropped the ball so many years. He said the only way that Xbox could save it is with a new Halo, and a proper Halo this time.
Whoop whoop.
Release date for Crackdown.
Which is never coming out.
Let's see. Dylan J. Vickers says...
That's a villain.
Yeah. He says,
Put
Spider-Man.
His name all on
all he cares
there.
About, all he cares about is Spider-Man.
Yeah, see, but,
doesn't even care about the rest of Sony.
But we already know all about
Spider-Man.
It. So
yeah,
what are we
that's
waiting
the thing.
For?
That's
what the fuck are we waiting
that's
for?
That's you're literally just waiting for the release
everything.
Of it
yeah.
now because like you know what you know. It looks
well, Sony's
trailers,
taking a new approach, right?
Trailers, release
they're,
dates.
They're releasing things every day up till their meeting, right?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
they're like 5-day buildup. Yeah. Yeah. I read that they're going to be releasing stuff out early.
But it's like, for that one, I don't see where you're excited to hear more about it. You know what game? I think you just want to see it.
It's not a new game. We already have a trailer. We already have a release date. We know what platform it's going to be on. What are we waiting for?
It's his opinion. That's what he's excited for.
Well, his opinion's wrong.
His
opinion's wrong.
I said Bethesda, and then Pocket Asian says Square Enix.
Who?
Pocket Asian.
The only thing I care about from Square Enix is going to be Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That I'm hyped for. Because we only have a cinematic trailer right now.
That is true. You see no gameplay.
Yeah, I want gameplay.
True.
Tide, Tide, at 26% is Xbox and Sony.
Ooh, tied.
All right.
Yeah. So we're Nintendo's number one?
Coming in number one, 32%.
They're going to talk about the same shit.
What are they, like, what's exciting that's coming out on the Nintendo?
Mario. I think.
I'm gonna lie.
That's a fucking guess.
Checks out. Mario Tennis Aces.
See? They're probably talking about Pokemon.
Hey. Yeah.
Super Smash.
Let's go, Pikachu. Yeah.
Where's the fourth one?
Smash
Zelda.
Bros.
I just watched a documentary on Zelda today.
No, they gotta have all four because it's the only thing they can ever talk about.
You have to play a Zelda game at least one time in your life so you can know at least that it is a very good franchise.
I'm sure it is. I'm not knocking that. It looks like a beautiful game.
I've never played Zelda.
She's never played one. Why? You've been here a whole year and you have not let her play Zelda one time.
I don't have.
She doesn't have a console for it either.
Who are you?
I've only played like the originals, really. And
I will
the
throw a mic at you.
Wow. Violence.
Where?
What the hell?
I thought throwing
our new sponsor is Dr. Pepper, everybody. Powered by Dr. Pepper, Energy Esports.
I was like, who's sponsoring me throwing mics on?
Oh, yeah.
I will throw a mic at you.
Powered by Dr. Pepper.
Technical glitch. According to this, the speculation for Nintendo is Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
What? That's not speculation.
They came out with an announcement.
It just was announced.
Fortnite is on the list.
Nobody cares.
Okay. The most popular game on Twitch.
Nobody cares about it.
Okay.
It's all bot viewers.
That's why we only have 20 some odd people watching this stream because we're not playing Fortnite right now.
It's not iconic, so I don't care.
Overcooked 2.
What the hell is that?
Paladins? Looks like it's coming to Nintendo.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh my god.
Overwatch.
I think you're just in hater mode. I could say literal anything right now and you'd be like, nobody cares about that. Oh, that's garbage.
Nobody cares about it.
Halo 6. Oh,
everybody cares.
Everybody wants that just for the Xbox.
Everybody cares.
Yep.
It looks like Star Fox is getting a racing game.
Oh, that's sad.
And
it is.
That is sad.
Why is that sad?
Because when you've been relegated to racing games, that means your main franchise is done. Racing games are the card games of Nintendo. Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
What are we doing with Metroid?
Oh, let's put her in a racing game. She can't hold an RPG.
I do stand by the fact that Crash Team Racing is... really the best racing games of all time.
Really quick, I got to go to chat.
I like Mario Kart Double Dash.
Have you played Mario Kart?
Yeah. And I said one of the best, not the best.
Oh, okay.
What is the best?
The new Sonic Racing, she thinks. The new Sonic Racing.
I'm hyped about that.
Four is a five. Villain J chat says, I'm allowed to be excited about shit, Emma.
No, you're not.
Emma, you're just raining on people's parades.
Yeah, I am. Anthem's going to get delayed.
I will.
My God.
Kurt telling you.
Why are you like this?
I can't wait until Anthem comes out and they're like hyping it up and they say, coming 2020.
You are the worst person.
That will
be fantastic.
Kidnap you and drop you off on EA's front porch and tell them it's done then. Just so you can.
And then I'll take a tour and look at all the Anthem stuff and be like, yeah, this isn't coming out until 2023.
Whatever.
Hello, darkness. Why is this happening?
Why is this happening?
Why is this happening?
Oh, I didn't want
to. Are we sitting through this whole thing?
This was on me.
How much did you pay Aaron for this? This feature?
I don't like to go into figures.
I think you need to hit Aaron up on Twitter and be like, how much did you get paid for that feature that Corey keeps spamming on the show?
I mean,
what are the royalties like?
The harmonies are on point.
To hurt people, yes.
That was a Rumors theme song because, as you know, E3 is coming right around the bend, and lots of rumors going around.
Okay.
Oh, was you kicking over to me?
Yeah. Okay. Generally, when I look over in your direction, tip my hat like that, it means
I was focusing on other things.
Oh, yeah. Were you?
Yeah, I was.
What's he looking at, Aaron?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was texting.
Show notes. All right. So this segment is brought to you by Polygon because that's literally where I got all of these rumors.
Pollying all your gums.
Pollying all your gums. Let's talk about Microsoft. So the rumors for Microsoft are that they're going to be tripling down on the Xbox franchises. So we're going to be seeing a lot more Xbox, Microsoft exclusive franchises for their
new IPs. That's what it's about, though. Originals. Are we going to get Gears of War? And you know, that's what kind of Emma talks about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Look at them. They do the same damn thing with all their franchises.
So for games, rumors are expected to see. We're expected to see Halo 6.
Okay.
Forza Horizon 4.
No.
And Gears of War. But the rumor is that they're going to announce up to 3 Gears of War games.
Oh my god, please do not.
Nope. No. Just wait. It gets better, including a traditional sequel.
A kart racer.
A card game.
An RTS.
Battle Royale.
No. And a Battle Royale.
Come on. I haven't even looked at the notes.
And a Halo Wars style Battle Royale.
Yeah. No!
I bet.
I will destroy everything in this goddamn room.
Why would you want
that? I will burn this place down.
Why would you want that? Like, why would you want that?
No. Nobody wants this. Microsoft, stop.
That's got to be the biggest, false throw-off that Microsoft put out themselves.
I swear to God.
They had to, yeah. They probably told one
just
dude.
Just to piss off Emma.
Yeah.
Just to piss me off.
That had
you know
to
what?
Be.
Let's piss off Emma Skies. I'm going to slide this out. We're also expected to see some new features coming to Microsoft, coming to the Xbox, and also they're going
to
be probably expanding on programs to further bridge Xbox and PC.
That's fine. Okay. I'm
okay
good
with
crossover.
I want to see more of that.
I love it.
I do want an updated dashboard, though. Sorry.
Playing Sea of Thieves has been a pleasure, being able to be on the PC and play with all the console plebs at the same time. Because they're just so bad.
Don't you do that. Don't you.
Wait, I was trying to give her some
space. She chose the right thing.
What? What's happening over there?
Yes. That's right.
Rorschach is comforting Emma.
Yeah. As if she made the wrong choice or something like that. No, she made the right choice.
I did.
So Emma is a console person. Rachel is a PC person.
Well, I'm kind of both. She thinks she is. She doesn't know what's happening yet. She's going through a phase.
Wow. Of all months.
That sounded like an ashamed
parent. We all had an emo phase. It's fine.
Okay.
Sounded like an ashamed parent. Like, oh no, don't worry. She's just going through a phase right now.
It's just a phase.
I think console gaming is like riding a bike with training wheels. And some people like training wheels. And that's fine.
Emma's going to send Rachel to the PC away.
Your friend clearly has higher hopes and aspires to be more.
You're a bad person. You know that? You're a bad person. You're the one that took it there.
Did you hear what Aaron said?
What did he say?
He said, Emma's going to send Rachel to have the PC prayed away.
Oh my God.
Damn.
You'll be fine when you come back from the camp.
Let's talk about Sony.
Oh my God, no.
So where
we're horrible.
Where we're expected to see Microsoft really trying to come in hot, Sony's actually gonna dial it back a lot on the big announcements.
Thank you. Look at Greg.
So Sony's operating from a position of power since they've sold more PlayStation 4s than Xbox Ones. So they don't really have to come in lit. They could just come in and just be like, this is what we have.
If that's what the thought is going into this one, I would say they're wrong and you need to keep that position.
You
need to prove to me why I still need to play your system, which I'm currently not even doing right now. I've already switched over to the Xbox.
That's true.
So why do I need to go back?
Well, but the article that I read was coming at it from the point of they've sold more PlayStation 4s than Xbox Ones, and the PlayStation's exclusives have outsold the Xbox exclusives.
Okay. Sheesh. Well, how many are exclusive? I don't know. I need to see, what exclusives are they talking about?
I'm just sick of exclusive games.
How are you sick of exclusive games?
I just want everything to be available to everybody.
I'm with you on that one. Okay.
I want PlayStation players to be able to play Halo, and I want to be able to play PlayStation games. Okay. Like, I just want everything to be... I just want us all to live in a happy world where we share everything, and everything's fine.
You just literally said you were going to burn the studio down, and now you're saying, I just want it to be so happy. being friendly.
So just without the battle royale.
I'm a complicated person, okay? I am a complex person.
A lot of rumors going around about Skate 4 as well. And I was really surprised that there was so much hype around it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think
anybody cared.
There's a lot of people who actually do care.
Tony left a void when he left. Mr. Hawk.
I never played the skate games. I was over it because of Tony Hawk.
They were supposed to be
the successors.
Yeah, the successors. Like, a lot of people really liked the skate franchise.
Next Generations. Yeah.
It was better than whatever that one was where you actually had to buy the board. You remember that one?
Oh, my God.
Remember selling that one,
Yeah,
Corey?
No, that was...
Yes.
Did you have that?
No. We worked at GameStop, and we had to sell that.
Oh, God.
And people... did not buy it.
No, they didn't.
Needless to say.
No, they didn't. I didn't buy it. There's a fantastic video, though, of Bernie Burns from Rooster Teeth falling on his ass trying to use one, though.
I thought you just meant, like, Bernie Sanders from...
Yes, like, Bernie Sanders.
I'm cool, guys.
Tony Hawk's ride skateboard.
Oh, that's what it was. Tony Hawk's ride. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
So for Sony's press conference, we can expect to see The Last of Us Part 2.
Yep.
Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. More Days Gone. Maybe we're finally going to see Death Stranding, like, have some sort of answer.
I want the whole thing to be about Death Stranding.
I'm with you. The whole thing. I want to see gameplay.
I don't want the whole thing to be about Death Stranding. I want an answer. What is this game?
No, I guarantee you, we're going to play the game the entire thing and still not know what Death Stranding is.
And that just sounds
horrible.
You're going to
play
the
game and you'll be like, I don't know what I just did, but it was amazing.
But here's the thing. People are excited about this game only on the word of Kojima. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how he pulls that much weight when those other games weren't, like, phenomenal. Like, Metal Gear Solid series, I understand it was a good game, but it wasn't, like, so mind-blowing, you know, like, I gotta get a system for this game.
So, I don't want to disparage, like, the good games that he came out with. And with all due respect, I think...
He made good movies.
I think the most of the hype, and I think what a lot of people are, like, pulling for him is because... of the whole thing when he left Konami.
Yep.
Oh, it's
a spite thing.
Okay.
They want him to win.
Well, that and then PT was like, PT was so good. PT was so good, and people are like, "All right, you just tried to make this and it didn't happen. So what is this? Because you just wanted to make this game, so you're basically going to make the game you wanted. It's just not going to be called, you know, whatever. It's not going to be Silent Hill's game.
Some rumors about unannounced games. Sequels to Bloodborne and Horizon Zero Dawn. Maybe we'll see some of those. Another remake of a PlayStation classic. An upgraded PlayStation VR headset. And maybe
I just bought mine.
Maybe we'll see some God of War DLC.
Can we just get new IP?
Boy.
I just want new IP.
the DLC the prequel. Is a second one. He has a brother. Boys.
That's what the DLC is called. It's called Boys.
Still, somebody complains about why doesn't
he
have a daughter.
And then there's a sequel about those two boys grown up, and it's called Boys to Men.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. You know what?
Wow.
Okay. That was good.
Can we get
a couple Zensu beans in the chat for that one? That was a pretty good one.
I don't know. It wasn't a burn.
Yeah, it wasn't a burn. It was a good DLC.
There we go.
All right, thank you. No, but I'm like, all that sounds well and good. I just want some new IP. I don't want sequels. I don't want DLC. I want some new IPs.
Some new IPs. Bring me those IPs.
And I want a release date on some of the IPs that we saw last year that we still haven't seen.
Well, that's
Microsoft,
probably what we're
looking
see.
At you.
All right, let's talk about Nintendo.
All right.
Please,
let's get the big ones out of the way.
We have no idea what Nintendo is going to do.
Sure we do.
Yeah, we do.
We have ideas. We have ideas.
It's more,
it's the same thing all the time.
More cardboard stuff.
It's not... Oh, God.
The Labo, too.
Yeah. I think we have ideas of what they're going to do. We got Super Smash. We're probably going to see Super Smash. Metroid Prime 4.
Okay.
Some sort of Pokemon appearance.
Let's go Pikachu.
I was going to say it's two games.
We already know what it is.
And Evie, or whatever it's called.
But more details on that would be
more
great.
More details,
like,
yeah,
I'd
exactly.
like to actually see like a working demo of it.
Yeah. I want to see how it works with the... like. I want to see up on stage... they have their Pokemon Go, they have their Switch, and they, like, do the whole thing.
Well, they kind of showed that in the trailer.
Like, yeah, but
dude walked outside,
that's
caught
edited.
A Pokemon, came inside.
All of those screens are not really screens. They're all edited in
read the
post.
Print. Yeah, it's fine print.
Yeah.
Is this going to bring people back to Pokemon Go? Are we going to see the revitalization?
No.
No, it was big for 2 weeks, Corey.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Exactly.
According to Emma,
I mean, some people say it was even just like a week and a half.
How dare you?
All it was a little longer than that. I won't agree with you on that. I don't know how that, bring people back.
I don't know why that game hurt you so much. Like you
said, I saw an Eevee, I couldn't catch it.
Not only did you stop playing it, you got mad and stopped playing it.
No, I'm cool.
So you don't sound like someone
chill.
Who's cool.
Everything's chill.
This is chill vibes only.
Chill vibes only, Emma.
My vibes are chill, all right? It's fine. Everything's
Your chill
fine.
Sounds very forced right now.
Yeah.
Very
forced.
Wow. This is why we only wanted Ramona.
This is a chill vibe zone.
Sheesh.
I hate you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, Star Fox Grand Prix, which you talked about, racing game, which is just disappointing.
No.
And then maybe some of the known Nintendo games that we haven't seen yet. Mario Party, Donkey Animal Kong. Crossing, Donkey Kong, Punch-Out. Stuff like
I don't
that.
Know, what, are there any old titles from Nintendo that you want to see that you haven't seen in a long time? Are there only just the big five that, you know...
I want to see him throw us for a huge spin and Super Ghouls and Ghosts gets like a sequel.
I don't know if they own that property anymore.
I want to see all Luigi games. Because
I think that might be one of those...
Super Adventure Island.
Yeah, but like a new one. Like a new one. Luigi's Universe.
You remember Super Adventure Island, Aaron?
I do remember Super Adventure Island.
The guy with the boomerang thing?
Yeah, I do.
Bring him back. Why isn't he in Smash? Which characters... That brings up a good point, because Smash is coming. There's always speculation on what characters are going to be added to the new Smash Bros. And I've been seeing a lot of people wanting Crash. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, like, why isn't he added already?
Well, because you can't really put him as a up in the forefront because his legacy starts with Sony.
Nintendo is not an entire title.
He could be a DLC. Yeah,
I don't know. They did it with Sonic.
It's like when they put Master Chief in Dead or Alive. It made no sense.
Yeah, it kind of. And I said the same thing. Like when they put Sonic, it kind of threw me off. I was I understand why, but. Like, why?
They got all, like, actually, Smash has become, like, where all the best characters in history kind of assemble.
Here's one I want. Deep Cut right here.
Pac-Man is in there? Go ahead.
What do you deep, got? Deep Cut. Mischief Maker.
Mischief Maker?
Yeah.
Why can't I even think of what that is?
I don't even know what that
it
is.
It was on the Nintendo 64. It was a action platformer that was actually very, very good. And its main character never got a sequel, and has never been anything else.
Oh, this guy looks super familiar.
I bet he does. Everybody saw the character. Look, they just glazed over him.
It was
like
in the Blockbuster, but you just
never
bought
nobody
that
got
one.
It. Yeah. But I, a friend of mine traded the game to me, and I played it, and it was an amazing game. So, yeah, he could definitely be in there. Because it feels like he's already set up to be a Smash Brothers character. So, let's go Mischief Makers. That's what I'm going with. He's not going to be in there because, you know, racism.
Why would he? Yeah.
But, racism. That's what I blame everything on. I mean, just.
Okay. Okay, guy.
that one alone. Who else would be good? There's always been rumors that they were going to bring in, like, Shovel Knight, you know, some indie darlings.
But there's an indie Smash Brothers game that has all those indie characters.
Which one is this?
I don't know. You'd have to Google it. I saw somebody playing it on YouTube. But they put all these indie game. Indie game characters, and they put them in a Smash Brothers style video game together.
What?
Yeah, so you can find that and support your local indie game developers.
Yeah.
I don't think they're local.
No,
I just said local.
Not even
sorry.
A little bit.
They're probably not.
From Friendly Canada. Neighborhood game developers.
There you go. Friendly Neighborhood game developers. She's on the ball.
Hmm.
There you go.
What else we got, Web?
Bethesda. So, there's rumors that Bethesda is going to not only talk about games that are going to be released in the near future, but they're also going to be released in, like, way in the future. Like, games that they're working on for way later. You can't see me on the podcast, but I'm throwing my arm at distance.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Just describing it.
Okay. Which way in the future ones are we going
to
see?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay. All right.
Let's start with the ones that we know. Let's bring the arm back. Rage 2. They've already revealed Rage 2. We're probably going to see a sci-fi RPG reportedly called Starfield.
Star? Yeah. I heard
and
a rumor about that,
this is the first time
too.
I've heard anything about
yeah,
Star.
Yeah, no, I heard rumor
What's
about that
Starfield
one, too.
Supposed to
I have no idea.
Awesome.
I have no All idea.
Right. Multiplayer No Man's Sky.
No.
Fingers crossed.
Did you play No Man's Sky, though?
No, I don't care.
She just doesn't like things.
No, No Man's Sky was just the biggest disappointment.
It was.
How do you know?
Of all time.
He didn't get disappointed by it.
Because I had friends who were disappointed by it, and I was like, haha, I didn't buy this game.
Do you remember who created Emma?
First of all,
Aaron, yeah,
no.
That's right.
And second of all, she's entitled to her opinion about being disappointed about games she's never played.
So, of course, we're going to see Fallout 76.
Did you do a whole panel on that?
That's basically
don't
the
do
whole
anything
thing.
Else.
That's all we want, Bethesda.
Do a whole panel on
Bethesda's a big fan of the show. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah,
this.
I know.
They tweet us all the time.
They're probably making changes right now.
They
just
were
on our work.
They were slid in our DMs today, and we said, Bethesda.
They were, what?
They slid into our DMs.
Yeah, I was going to.
What did I say?
You said they were slid into our DMs.
Yeah.
I'd be slid into a lot of people's DMs, apparently.
They said, hey, what do you guys want us to do? We said, only Soldier 76.
That's it. I mean, that's the only thing anybody's going to care about. Nobody's going to care about all the other
Unless
Overwatch members.
Unless they talk about Prey.
So nobody's going to care about all the other stuff.
You know what people might care about? A new expansion for the Elder Scrolls Online.
No.
Or DLC for Prey.
They've already announced that, though.
Yeah, no, this is all stuff that they've announced, but what we're going to see.
And hold on to those people that are waiting for the next
Skyrim Elder Scrolls
Stop
game.
Stop it. Just
what?
Nobody.
You don't think we're
going to
get it?
No.
What if that was the surprise?
It's rumored.
How about a remake of Morrowind?
No.
Does that get you up out of bed?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Both of you? Losers? Okay. I understand the robot, but come on. I thought you had more sense than that, Aaron.
No. It's... No.
Literally, a Morrowind HD remake. A chance to go relive the Elder
just
Scrolls.
Just give me a new Morrowind, then.
Why? Maybe we don't need that.
I think you always need new.
Well, it's a lot harder to make new, all right?
Don't give me that.
Come on,
it's a lot harder to make new. They said that they were going to go Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Elder Scrolls. We've
Who
got
said
our,
that?
That's what,
the Elder Scrolls Fallout.
That's what
Cite your source.
That's what they Bethesda said themselves. So they've done the Fallout. Next should...
Well, it is rumored to be in the earliest stages of development.
All right,
the
then. That's what I'm
game.
Saying.
So... Would you be satisfied if it's only like a 10-second like
no
sweeping
you've already started,
over the
nope.
over the
it's
landscape.
In the earliest stages of development.
No,
they're not going to do anything. The most they're going to do is going to say, "Oh, and we have a new Elder
but
Scrolls
again,
coming out."
You just get a logo.
But again,
called
that's
this.
So you better start that in the first 5 seconds, and I don't want to hear anything about it. Just be like, "Yeah, we got Elder Scrolls coming."
No, that's
coming,
how
guys.
You end the show.
Blah.
That's how you end the show, right there, yeah. Right on cue. Well, E3 is right around the corner, as we had said. A lot of excitement going around in the gaming community. We'll obviously be covering this throughout the weekend. Then next week will probably be all E3 themed. So get your E3 hats on, everybody, because it's an exciting time to be a gamer. As we said before, our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. If you're in the Sacramento area, Northern California area, visiting Sacramento, go try the Video Game Bang Blast drink. It's a new drink just for the summer, maybe beyond that. It's like strawberry.
It's like a strawberry orange
thing with milk in it. Not milk.
It's an Italian soda. It's a cream Italian soda.
I like Italian sodas.
See, now I understand what it is. Everything else he said means nothing to me.
All right.
That makes sense to me.
You can go get that. You can go get the SF Shocktail, which I did have, and that was so good. Like, I have dreams about it now.
I'm going to go get it Friday.
Go get it. Go get you one. Also, thank you to Gamersups. Use that code word VGB. Legitimately good stuff. I just started a diet like 2 days ago, and I looked at the back of the Gamersups. I can have as much as I want.
Yeah.
I can pretty much live off that stuff.
I don't think you want to say you can live off
that stuff. You can't have as much as you want.
This is not Soylent.
Yeah,
but it is like zero sugar, zero calories,
everything,
zero carbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Entered it right into my little fitness tracker thing, and it was like, you should get more of this. It actually, a little alert popped up.
Fitbit said that.
Yeah. Fitbit said, get more of this.
Get more.
Yeah.
Get you some.
And then also you need to download the fucking shows, people. If you're watching this in the stream, we are on iTunes. We are in the Google Music Store. We're on Spotify. Basically anywhere you could listen to shit. You can download us and you can give us 5 stars and that will help the show continue. That'll
it
help
will.
Keep the lights on.
Keep the everybody. Lights on, everybody.
We have a Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/videogamebang or you can subscribe if you're on Twitch. Guess what? Amazon Prime gives you the ability to subscribe to a channel for free. All you have to do is connect your Amazon account to your Twitch account, and guess what? You can hit the sub, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it makes us money, and if you don't use it, it's just nothing. Like, what are you doing with your life, bro? So, consider yourselves informed. Let's connect those accounts. Thank you to the good people at Amazon. For Emma Skies, Ray Ray, my name is Corey, Aaron Carter, David Webb, and you've just been banged.